You're listening to SBS News.
As next week's federal budget looms, set against the backdrop of the upcoming election, Hornsby residents in Sydney's north are showing their party allegiance by plastering their bins with political stickers. The region's mayor, Philip Ruddock, says his council will not be picking up wheelie bins that feature any such signage.
The bins are owned by council. They're not public property. If people want to put up political signs, my view is they should, in their front yard, and take responsibility for them.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has been at a port in Townsville, promising to build a body of water in Queensland four times the size of Sydney Harbour.
They're the sort of projects that shift the dial, that move the needle when it comes to the wealth and the jobs and the strengthening of the economy that our country needs. Because in these uncertain times, what you need is an economy that is resilient, that is strong, that is being built to last for the future.
But there's no guarantee the project will go ahead.
$5.4 billion, an investment in Australia's future and an investment in North Queensland's future. And if you really want to understand the comparison about where we invest as a government, we want to put $5.4 billion into building this dam. All the state government has to do is get out the big stamp and go approved.
The government says the project will create 7,000 jobs and open up agricultural opportunities. But Mr. Morrison is dismissing the suggestion that it's a pre-election cash splash in a key battleground state.
But we've had to do the work to make sure it does stack up. This has not been plucked out of the air in any stretch. This has been around a four-year process to get to this point to know that this is the right dam to be built in the right way.
Independent MP Bob Catter has been calling for this for years, but says he doesn't support Canberra's blueprint. Now he's threatening to withhold support that is crucial for the coalition, potentially resulting in a hung parliament.
So when you say the small parties can't make a difference, we're the people that can make a difference. I didn't think that. I thought, I just thought I'd have at least the right to speak up and speak out. At least I'd have that right. That's all I thought I'd have. Well, surprise, surprise. I'm the bloke getting the things done.
But there is no time frame on when this massive dam commitment would be delivered. That hinges on a business case, which is not due until after the election. With the federal poll growing ever closer, the coalition is hinting at more relief for those feeling hip pocket pain. But Labor's Housing Minister Jason Clare is calling for detail.
There are less than 50 days to go now till Australians start to vote, and suddenly Scott Morrison has worked out that people are struggling to pay the bills. This isn't a new phenomenon. Australians have been struggling with the increased cost of rent, groceries and petrol now for some time.
There's also speculation that a cut in the fuel excise or a temporary freeze on its indexation could be on the cards, while rumours spread about a potential one-off bonus payment to low and middle income earners to assist with the cost of living. But Australian Council of Social Service CEO Cassandra Goldie says this won't fix Australia's housing affordability issue.
Well, look, we need a government that does take the steps necessary to secure the incomes of those with the least, to make sure that people's incomes are enough to at least cover the basics. One-off cash payments is not a fix on that. We need to fix the adequacy of Social Security.
Meanwhile, Labor leader Anthony Albanese is promoting his party's own vision.
We have a plan for cheaper childcare, for lower electricity prices and for taking pressure off families by lifting wages.
Labor is vowing to hand down its own budget before the end of the year, if it wins the election. Brooke Young, SBS News.